Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 895, How to Get Done, 5 Techniques to Implement Today, by Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every day just like an audiobook, free of charge. And speaking of getting things done, I partnered up with an award-winning broadcast journalist because I've really been wanting a way to read the news, but more customized, so you can not see certain categories or topics. It's been something we've been working on behind the scenes, and we finally made it happen. I'll tell you a lot more details about it, but you can check it out right now at oldpodcast.com/news. But again, I'll give you more info at the end of the episode. So for now, let's hear today's post and continue optimizing your life. How to Get Done, 5 Techniques to Implement Today, by Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. You. How's it going today, Bob? Bob. Oh, just lovely. I'm so busy, it's ridiculous. You. Yeah, me too. It sure makes the days go by fast, though. Bob. You got that right. Is this a familiar exchange at work? If you're one of the countless people swamped by busyness and see the viral Times article, The Busy Trap for a More Complete Diagnosis, then the answer is probably yes. To improve productivity, many smart people share time-saving hacks, like cooking a gourmet meal using only one pan, or recommend one of the thousands of task and time management apps. Granted, I think there is some value of using these techniques and tools, but they are productivity porn. To truly become more productive, it's not just about time, it's about minimalism. What? Yes, minimalism, because when it comes to getting more done, less really is more. A couple of years ago, I decided I was going to learn to speak Italian before an upcoming trip to Italy. Even though I don't have any Italian blood, I do have marinara running through my veins. You see, I love pizza, I love Italian wine, I love bread, plus my chest is super hairy. So I researched the best way to learn the language. I could already envision wooing a voluptuous Italian woman when I was there, and settled on purchasing the super popular Rosetta Stone product. After I got it, I would get home from work and always have plenty of time to focus on learning Italian. Do you think I ever learned one word? No. So what was wrong with me? I had the best product, I had the time, and as most who know me can vouch, I'm extremely self-disciplined. The problem was that I had limited energy to complete another to-do, and in my grand vision for my life, learning Italian really wasn't all that important. I could have tried the latest and greatest life hacks and productivity apps, but they would have done zero to help me learn Italian. So the questions you need to ask yourself about your own tasks are, is your list short, 3 to 5 to-dos? Are you focusing on the big picture things? Do you actively manage your limited energy? And do you finish all the projects you start? If you can't say yes to all of these, we need to simplify your life to ensure you're spending your limited time and energy on the things that truly matter. You're smart, competent, and motivated. You wouldn't be here if you weren't. So let's get started. Mistake number 1, saying yes. The mail carrier brought another baby shower invitation. There's a Vegas bachelor party for a friend you haven't talked to in years. Every classmate of your kid has a birthday party you're invited to attend. You receive an email from a friend of a friend who wants to meet for coffee to network. If you're super excited about going, by all means, say yes. Otherwise, decline. Learning how to say no is a liberating path that directly impacts the amount of time and energy you have in your life. Key takeaway, you are not obligated to go to anything. Learn to say no. Mistake number two, the endless to-do list. You're busy juggling a career, a house, and maybe a family, so your to-do list is a mile long. You know that one task at the bottom of your to-do list is the one that keeps moving from the old list to the new list time and time again, but it's something you really want to do, so it keeps clinging on for life? Get rid of it. We have limited time and energy, and if this task keeps slipping, then it's not a priority. Key takeaway, eliminate one task from your to-do list. Mistake number three, social media. Both small and big wins in your life will come from knocking out your to-do list. The problem is that it is so easy to get sucked down the time-wasting hole of checking Twitter or scrolling through Instagram and Facebook. Just 5 more minutes, you tell yourself. We do this because it's an easy and soothing information diet, similar to eating at McDonald's. And if you eat at McDonald's every day, you'll die. I recommend a simple browser add-on that'll help you manage your time on the internet. For Chrome, there's Stay Focused. For Firefox, there's Leech Block. And for Safari, there's Waste No Time. Key takeaway, actively manage your time on the internet. Mistake number four, being cheap. I'm the first to preach frugalism and the cost-saving DIY approach, but there's no award for doing everything yourself. If there was, most of us would be in the running. So think about hiring someone to do your taxes for $250 rather than spending 5 hours trying to figure them out yourself. Ordering your stuff from Amazon rather than running around to a bunch of stores checking prices on who has the cheapest toilet paper. Paying someone to clean your house. The tasks that bubble up to the top of your to-do list should be the ones that support your vision for yourself. Getting a master's degree, polishing your public speaking skills, writing your business plan. Those are the things that deserve the lion's share of your time. Key takeaway, outsource one thing this month. Mistake number five, not taking time for yourself. Your energy is zapped. When you talk, you have trouble putting words together into a sensible structure, and you can't recall the last time you had 8 hours of sleep in a night. Okay, people, you don't need to be productive all the time. In fact, you need to rest in order to have the energy to tear through your to-do list and perform at a high level. Having a routine at night is the perfect way to implement a system to wind down. If you usually hit the pillow at 11 p.m., maybe you turn off all screens and technology at 10 p.m., then you brush your teeth and crawl in bed. You read fiction, do other fun stuff in bed, write in your journal, generally have me time. You need to take time for yourself, and if you have trouble doing this, then set an alarm to remind yourself. Key takeaway, schedule downtime. Assessing your performance. A great way to assess your performance to determine if you're being productive and not just busy is to write down the 3 things that you want to get done this week. Got them? Carry this list with you during the week and think if what you're doing right now is helping you accomplish one of those 3 things. At the end of the week, check the list and determine if you got those things done. If you didn't, why didn't you? You just listened to the post titled, How to Get Done, 5 Techniques to Implement Today by Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. So when it comes to the news and productivity, this has always been a struggle for me. I have an iPhone, and if I swipe over from my home screen, I can see the top news, but this is a rabbit hole that goes nowhere, and often the news is not even what I want to see. My first thought was bringing you short daily news in podcast form, so I looked for podcasts that were already doing this, and The Newsworthy by Erica Mandy was a really good one. She's an award-winning journalist, so the podcast idea has already done well. If you want to listen, you can listen to that. And as I thought about it more and more, I realized I also wanted something in email form, short though, like headlines with quick summaries, but to add extra value, customizable. For example, I don't watch sports, and I really just want to cut off political news right now from my life, and I couldn't find a really easy way to do that. So my business partner Lee and I contacted Eric of The Newsworthy and said, hey, you already have these great unbiased stories. Why not turn this into a short daily email too and let readers unsubscribe from specific topics? She said, sure, let's try it out. So we built it. It's her content and I put it together for you in an email Monday through Friday, and it's now available for free. I'd love for you to check it out and give some feedback to us. You can enter your email address at oldpodcast.com/news. I'll also have that linked in this episode's description. We're really excited about it, and this has made my daily news briefings so much better. It's news I want and short, right to the point with little summaries. Again, you can get this for free at oldpodcast.com/news. And if you find it valuable, sharing it with a friend would be really appreciated. On a quick note, if you're listening in real time and you subscribe before tomorrow, before Friday, then you'll get Friday's email. But if you wait until Friday, you won't get it until normally Monday, but Monday is a holiday here, so the next email after Friday will actually be on Tuesday. But you can still sign up in either case. That's at oldpodcast.com/news. So I hope to see you there. And this is getting long, so that'll do it for the Thursday episode. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you in the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.